Let's move on. The Syrian government has delivered food aid to residents in militant-held towns south of the capital, Damascus, as part of a reconciliation agreement reached last year. The move comes as a boost to the reconciliation efforts for a comprehensive dialogue among Syrians. Our correspondent has more on that now from Damascus.
This is the entrance of Babila town in Damascus' southern countryside. The area that was home to fierce fighting has been quiet for 1 year since a reconciliation deal was reached between the Syrian government and Syrian armed groups inside. We crossed the line into the town. Residents were demonstrating, holding placards that call for ending bloodshed and starting dialogue. They also shouted slogans in support of unity.
About 30% of the reconciliation deal has been implemented. We aim to restore the main services back so that life would be normal. We are preparing for the third stage of the deal, which is to have the displaced returning home.
Syrian armed men were spread in and around the town. They said they were able, along with residents of the town, to force ISIL and Nusra Front Takfiri militants out of their town to pave the way for a peaceful solution, which they seem to be convinced in after all.
We didn't benefit from weapons. We should start dialogue. The government is delivering aid, but we need more. Some prisoners were released, but we want more. We faced Nusra Front and ISIL militants and forced them out. The Syrian Coalition for Opposition Forces or any other foreign-based groups does not represent us.
In implementation of the reconciliation deal, the Syrian government, in cooperation with the Red Crescent, delivered 3,000 food parcels and bread baskets to Babila, Yelda, and Beit Sahem. Residents told Press TV how reconciliation is gradually alleviating their suffering.
The situation got better after the reconciliation deal. Before, we weren't able to go out. After the ceasefire, we go in and out. Now there is aid coming in. Schools inside reopened. We support reconciliation and hope the deal gets fully implemented.
The deal brokered last year stipulates a ceasefire, release of prisoners and the kidnapped, and the restoration of main services to the town. Syrian armed groups would eventually be under the umbrella of National Defense Forces if the deal holds. Head of the National Defense Forces in Damascus entered to the militant-held town and shook hands with the armed men, saying Syrians altogether are capable of defeating Takfiris and uniting.
The fact that many quarters across the country are now engaged in reconciliation talks signals serious readiness by the government and many Syrian armed groups to end the fighting. The problem, however, remains with the intervention of countries exporting Takfiri extremists to Syria and fueling the unrest by arming them for their political interests. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Babila, Damascus countryside.